Imagine if you walked into church tonight, one of you young men or middle-aged men, and all of a sudden I were to come up to you and say that you are to be consecrated a bishop. That's what happened to St. Nicholas. There, when he took a trip to the Holy Lands once, and as he sailed back into the town of Myra, he didn't know any of this was going on, but that city had just lost its bishop. And it was revealed to them, all the people, the clergy and whatnot, that the next day, whoever should come into the church first, that's going to be your next bishop. And God revealed it to them that his name will be Nicholas. And so St. Nicholas came in the next day, unaware of any of this going on, walks into church, and one of the clergy goes up to him and asks him what his name was. And he responded, Nicholas. And so he grabbed him by the arm, and he brought him before all the other clergy there, and told him that he was going to be made a bishop. And then he accepted, with many tears, it said. He didn't want to do it because of humility, and he realized what burdens were going to be put on him and what dignity it truly is. But he accepted. And he, from then on out, lived an even more penitential and prayerful life than he had already done. They say that from the time he was just an infant, he would fast on Wednesdays and Fridays, not taking anything until the evening, which was the old way of fasting. He wouldn't eat until after sundown. But so he did that, and as a bishop, he would eat only once a day and do other such penances. But he was a man of great faith, too. Most of you probably know this already, but he was in the Council of Nice, which is famous for condemning Arius and the Arian heresy, which, much like what we're going through today in the state of the church, we're without churches. St. Josephat's, that belongs to us, rightfully, because we are the Catholics, not them. We are. That's our church. But there is nothing that we can do. It's in God's providence. And that's pretty much how it was in the days of Arius. Well, when the council was called, and it was must have been a beautiful thing to see all of these confessors of the faith who were there. Remember that it happened, this council took place just after the 10 great persecutions against the Catholic Church, when so many thousands of martyrs were made. And they say that there were many saints at that very council, some of them still with the wounds that they had received for the faith. But St. Nicholas was there. And imagine when Arius comes out and blasphemes our blessed Lord, saying that he is not truly the Son of God. St. Nicholas, he actually socked him one. He slapped him in the face. And it was truly an act of courage on his part. And it goes right along with what Pope St. Pius X said. He said, the modernists, they want to be treated with caresses and everything else. But he said, but they deserve to be beaten with fists. These are men of faith. We don't go along with the modern mentality, which is make all things easy. It's strong, courageous. We're to imitate these great saints, to imitate our Lord. And that's what Advent's all about. It's about forgetting self, preparing a little bit of room in our heart, because it's already, our hearts are so filled with self, and we're thinking about ourselves all day long, aren't we, most of the time? And how to make ourselves happy. That often is the case, but we're to make room for our Lord in our heart. That's the inn that he wants to be invited into. There is no room for him in Bethlehem, but that's okay. He wants room here in the heart. And it's the season of Advent that this is meant for. For the December 1st Friday prayers, there's an awful lot that we'll say about Christ's kingdom. And we pray that his Eucharistic kingdom may come, that it may come into our hearts. And we should truly this evening recognize our King on the tabernacle. Pray to him for the grace to make some room here, to let him be truly, not only in word, but in very deed, the King of your heart. And we pray, Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. But let's also remember the great Saint Nicholas, who was a man of faith. And let us see here in the Holy Eucharist with the eyes of faith that this is truly the Son of God, which Arius denied and which Saint Nicholas so boldly confessed with his faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.